Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site. Improving is easy at Lowe's.
I don't know about where you are, but here it's been raining like crazy. And here in Los Angeles, they say it never rains, but it does. But hey, no problem with me because I have Factor. That's right. I'm not going to stay out here starving because I can't get to one food spot. I don't feel like cooking. I don't want to do it. My living room is cold. I'm not going out there. I stay in my heated room and I just bring a nice Factor meal to me. So cold days, big goals, no time to cook. Factor makes healthy eating easy with fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs. So eat well without the planning or cooking. I love that. I don't like planning nor cooking. What goes inside? Quality functional ingredients, including lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole food ingredients, and healthy fats. No refined sugars, no artificial sweeteners, no refined seed oils. Meals that fit your goals and schedule, healthier eating, calorie management, and more protein. Factor hit the upper scale with me when they started doing the seafood stuff. Like, they always had it, but now, we're in the creme de la creme. 100 rotating weekly meals to keep things fresh and delicious through winter. Options include high-protein, calorie-smart, Mediterranean diet, GLP-1 support, and ready-to-eat salads. GLP-1 support. Thanks to someone at Ozempic right there. Plus, the new Muscle Pro collection supports strength and recovery. Oh, yeah. Okay, I don't know if you guys can see it. My shoulder's bad. Anyways, always fresh, never frozen, ready in about 2 minutes. No prep, no stress. When I was younger, we had those meals, those microwave meals, and you know they were made of like tire rubbers and discarded tire rubbers. I actually have my kid go in there. She pokes the little holes in there, puts it in the microwave. She's 7. She puts it in the microwave, close it up, 2 minutes, take it back out, let it cool, rip the little film off. She's ready to eat, man. She does it by herself. Healthy meals by herself. I'm gonna get up. I'm like, hey, bring me one of them too. If I'm on a bed with 3 Factor meals stacked up on my gut. So head to factormeals.com/issues50off. Issues50off. And use code issues50off. Issues50off. To get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Eat like a pro this month with Factor. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. 1 free breakfast item per box for 1 year while subscription is active. Do yourself a favor, man. Make your life easier with Factor.
We're back. Another episode of Daddy Issues.
I got to find a way to put like fireworks and stuff in here. Like,
I got to find a way to make the whole. I get some real editing in. That was perfect, Craig. I was.
And Greg work. Getting better.
Keon Poli.
DC Irvin.
Chaz Rogers.
CraigWaynes.com.
Gregory, where can people find you, man?
CraigWaynes.com. CraigWaynes.com.
DC, where you going to be at this week, upcoming?
Oh, this week? Oh, snap, man. Go to Keon.
Jonathan, where you gonna be this week? Upcoming.
This week I'm at the Laugh Factory this weekend. All-Star weekend. It's gonna be three shows. And next week is more important to me. My Key on Pulling Friends is back, so y'all pull up. Get your tickets February 20th, get your tickets for that. Sacramento on the 28th, and then Fort Worth, Texas, March 13th and 14th. Tickets for that. Doing four shows.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm not coming to Dallas this year, so if you are in the Dallas area, you better come to that Fort Worth show because I ain't going to Dallas.
And Fort Worth was nice, young DC.
Oh yeah, Fort Worth was a time. But look, this week, February 13th, Hard Rock Live in Rockford, Illinois, a little bit outside of Chicago. Then on Valentine's Day night, Hard Rock Cincinnati Ballroom in Cincinnati, Ohio. That's the 14th. And February 15th, we going back to back. We gonna go down to Kentucky to Newhall Norton Center for the Arts, Danville, Kentucky. Those plenty of shows where you can catch us at.
You ain't did one of those in a while. What's the place called again?
Hold on.
give me the venue and the city.
Newhall Norton Center for the Arts, Danville, Kentucky.
That's great. Danville.
That's where we had that good barbecue, right? Kentucky.
Yep.
That St. Louis.
I think it was out a little bit. I think it may have been Danville.
So this is not your first foray into Danville.
I don't think, bro. We be so many, bro. It could be.
There's a Dansville in Michigan. There's a little town where you pass right one light.
There's a
I'll be loving them small town.
There's a Danville in the Bay, but not.
Yeah, Danville. We got one like in by Warner Creek and all that, right, Keon?
Yes, yeah, but it's where Black Hawk. That's where all the rich people live.
Black Hawk, yeah.
I stayed over there for a year, and then I was like, "Yep, I got to get out of here. I can't afford this apartment."
Oh, you lived in Danville?
For a year.
You wild as hell.
When I first got out of college, when I first came back.
So who'd you think you were?
Right.
I wanted to be in a nice area, but then I was like, nah. Because I was working on I got an apartment over there because my boy got me a job at the Big Five over there.
Wow.
Go far for work. And then I was like, nah. But like, there's an area over there called Black Hawk. And that's where everybody who played for like the Warriors, Raiders, Niners, like everybody.
E40?
Yeah, they all live over there in this fancy ass rich neighborhood.
I think they got. Nice.
I remember we went to a party one time in Black Hawk, and there was this girl invited, and she had her, they went private school. Her parents were doctors.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking to myself, like, damn, like, no one knows them. Unknown, and E40 is like a worldwide. You know what I mean? I'm just like, damn, this is crazy how they got the same money that
like Chris Rock. Remember that joke? He was like, "Am I married to Mary J. Blige? You know what my neighbor does? He's a fucking dentist."
Yeah.
And white people can walk to where black people have to fly. That's a bar.
It was exactly that. Yep.
That's crazy. But I'm like, how much dentistry do you have to do? Like, what happened? Like, how do you? Because I'm like, yo, how are you this successful as a dentist? I mean, I know it's good money, but I'm also like. Man,
they run it up. They give x-rays over and over and over again, running that shit up.
Yeah. I'm like, oh man, you thought you knew something. I'm like, no, these dudes is super rich off some teeth. Bro, some teeth.
Jesus.
Oh, they encourage kids to brush. I would not. I'd be like, man, you don't need to brush twice a day. Who tell you that?
Dentists be making bread.
What you see?
So this is like across the country, the entry level dentist starts at six figures, 100 grand.
And that's then, like rookie dentist bottom line.
Rookie dentist. And then experienced practitioners, specialists, they can get it to like 240.
Mm.
They dentists out here getting money.
Where they where they top out at?
It looks around like LA, California, it looks like you top out at about 244.
Then you get into the cosmetic dentist.
Oh, San Francisco, 256.
What doctor's talking about?
Oh, they up there, bro.
They up there, yeah.
Is that cosmetic dentistry or is that
Just says dentist. You gotta think everybody be going. My kids go every 6 months. You know what I mean? Like everybody's going.
Yeah, then everybody got these dentures and
Now cosmetic, I don't know how much. Let me see.
I saw
Oh,
the
okay, cosmetic dentist with a median salary. It's all about the same. Oh, but when they get on the high end, they get 330. So they getting 100 grand more. Ooh, like the top 10% of like cosmetic dentists are getting 300 grand plus.
I'm
talking.
that's some good money.
I think a lot of times where they were would be with sometimes with them loans be kicking their ass. So
Right.
a lot of them get them student loans. They got to pay a lot of it with the doctors. They got to pay that stuff back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're making 200 grand a year.
Right. They got that money though.
You gotta like have a low key living for a little while. You know what I mean? Like make your bread, stay. But once you start go getting the cars and you get the houses and it's like, yeah, now you're gonna be a little tight. But if you just stay in pocket for a little bit, 3, 4 years,
And you
bro.
got to factor in, like, when it comes to money, you got to factor in, like, home ownership.
Yeah.
So, like, the hardest thing about, like, the housing market is getting in the game. Once you're in the game, the mortgages don't really be crazy like that. Even in nice neighborhoods, you're in the game. But once you get in the game, if you're making 240, even in a nicer neighborhood, your mortgage is going to be, even in LA, your mortgage in a really nice neighborhood is going to be about 10, 15. If you're making 240, that's nothing. A
Wait,
month.
how much in a really nice neighborhood in LA?
In a nice neighborhood like out here, 10 to 15 grand. And I'm talking about nice. Like
Oh, okay.
you like
Yeah.
tennis courts, all that, 10
10
to
to
15
15. Okay, a month.
a month.
Right.
And so if you're making 240, very affordable. But you got to get in the game. Like there's a I'll be on Zillow, I'll be looking at stuff.
If you're getting that 240, what you think you're taking home?
They only can get taxed so much.
Right.
Like the more you make, I think it's that you cap at 30%, I think. I believe. Don't quote me on that. But so they taking home. All right, let's see. Ding, ding, ding.
None of it sounds bad at all.
It doesn't at
They
all.
taking home 168.
That's still good. That's still really good.
They taking home 168.
That's still really good.
You ever see those videos or like you'll see something online like a meme that's like, oh, he makes six figures, but his six figures is like 120 grand. I'm like, what? It's like that's still super rare to get.
Now,
Like,
mind you,
six
I'm talking
figures is
about a
six
crazy
figures.
neighborhood.
Right, right,
You live
right.
in a cool one. Let's say your mortgage is seven.
Right.
So you making triple what your mortgage is.
Right.
Easily.
Easily.
Could y'all dig in someone's mouth every day? Multiple mouths for
Oh, about to say you
$260,000.
said multiple mouths because I was like, I mean.
Hey man, I dig in somebody's ass every day for that type of money. Okay? Not a problem. I'm in there. Spread them. I'm in there.
Some mouths are worse than assholes. Maybe
That's
have
a
abscesses.
damn shame. You're right.
Some bad mouths out there, like some terrible mouths.
You're right. That's a damn shame that some mouths are worse
I'd
than
be
others.
like triple gloved up.
It's
They
this
definitely
part.
be gloved up, masked up. They
Yeah,
don't be smelling.
I need to not be able to smell anything.
Cause I know I done had some cavities that was potent.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I know some spit then came out on the drill and hit a doctor or two. I know it got
But that'd be
that.
good. They'll have the mask and then they'll have the goggles over the mask.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah,
you
they'd
want.
be
They'll have the
super
thing on it.
protected.
Like the whole face. Maybe you'd have to like get in on the side right here.
Even if you get the speckles, imagine just all the speckles just hitting your glass.
And then they let the assistant get all the dirty work.
Chuck, for real. They be doing all the dirt. He come in, it looks good, and then this.
Yeah.
That's what I
What
would
do
do.
y'all think? What y'all think you need a year to have like everything you want? Like be chilling. How much do you think you need to make a year? For your
Like
own
right now,
individual, whatever you want.
to have everything I need,
See,
like
I'm pretty modest and meek with my stuff. I think 200K a year for me.
You get in a house or you stay in apartments?
You got a house in
That
Brooklyn.
changed the game.
You got it.
Are you making, you making 200, like, let's say guarantee, okay, guarantee you get 200 a year.
I'm definitely going to get a house.
You got a house in
I feel foolish just be given an apartment that kind of, you know what I mean?
What mortgage would you want? Like
I
monthly.
don't, okay, I would find it crazy on any, and this is me talking now, paying 10,000 a month, but that's common in LA for some people.
But if you've seen it, but here's the thing, if it's just
10,000 a month's crazy. You gotta, you're
if it's
very
just
well off.
you, the you don't need that.
Yeah.
But the tens
That's
is
a
like the tens are like the houses, bro. Like the houses.
that's 120K going to rent. I mean, going to your mortgage every year.
Yeah, and that's a house.
Oh, so I
Way
rephrase
more
that
than
200,000
250.
bullshit. I'm sorry, Keon. You asked the right question. I answered wrong.
I be doing stuff like this in my head
Yeah.
all the time. So I'm like, how much do I need to have everything I want?
You damn near might need a million, bro.
You don't need that much.
A year. A million a year is a ton of money.
Yeah, a million years is you have way more than enough. Way more.
Like this happens to us because we hear these millions and these deals, and I go like, a million a year is a ton of money, bro.
Like take home to even to have like the house, like I said, with the pool, the tennis courts, all that. Take home, you need about 350 to be really comfortable.
To have that.
Yep. To like to pay the mortgage, the cars and stuff, and still have like if something happens,
Vacay, I'm talking about va I can still take a
vacation, all
vacation.
that. If you getting 350, you straight.
You bro, imagine making
In
come out a million a
LA.
year. You make
Yeah,
half
you
a
straight.
million a year. That's incredible
What, so
money.
what area could we live in with that in LA?
You could be in Calabasas. You could be in Beverly Hills. You could be for 350. You could do all that.
Beverly Hills.
I haven't looked over there, but I could look right now.
As far as in the big home, you'll be in a nice brown little duplex over there.
I get a
Yeah,
condo in
but that's what
Beverly
I'm
Hills.
saying. I'm talking about up there by Runyon Canyon. What about, are we getting there?
You trying to be in the hills?
Yeah, the
You can
hills.
be down the hill.
So I could be by the liquor. I could be
There's
by the
only
liquor
one big
store
ass
by
house
Runyon
there.
Canyon.
There's only one big ass house up there. In Runyon Canyon, you're talking about?
Nah, Runyon Canyon got hella big. When you up there, they got hella. So you can see all the mansions.
All right, so Beverly Hills is a little different.
I told you.
Beverly Hills is a little different.
I'm like, shit, a two bedroom in North Hollywood right now is going to hit you about 35.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
This is why this. So this is the thing. It depends on what kind of, because I like the number I gave you is houses that are like 2 million.
Right.
But once you start, if you get into the five, because there are spots in Calabasas, the house is like a $20 million house. Well, that's not going to be enough. That monthly hitting you 30, 50 a month.
Right.
So it depends on how obnoxious you want your stuff. But I'm talking 6 bedroom. You good with 350. Now, if you
Yeah,
get
you go, yeah.
you getting, you know, that craziness and depending on the area, but then you might need that million.
When I hear six bedrooms, I hear people coming to live with you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
Or
crazy.
you have or you having multiple offices.
But either way, when I hear six bedrooms, I would never ever tell anybody I have six bedrooms. That sounds like
No. It's six rooms. One would be a gaming room, one would be an office, one would be a theater room.
I live in a studio apartment, no matter how much money I make.
I want the 6 bedroom, but I want an in-law unit.
That's fire.
You know, like so you can stay over there
Right.
and well, you right here.
Right.
You got your own space. You feel me? And
What unit, Keon?
In
the
law
in-law
suite.
or pool house, whatever you want to call it, in-law unit.
Oh, for just, I mean, for who to stay there?
Who one of these old ass parents we got that's getting
Got
up
it.
there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at that age too, looking for houses, single level.
Like we actually last Christmas we was talking to my dad, like who you going to live with when, you know, my little brother, he's 15, so he's gonna leave soon. So then even though my parents are still young, we'd be like, so where y'all going? Like what are y'all doing? Where y'all wanna live with? Like my mom, she has a husband, so she got somebody, you know what I
Oh,
mean?
Pops said, I thought Pops remarried.
He did, but
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, God damn, 15-year-old sibling? That's a long way.
Yeah, so like we'd be like, who you want? So my brother's like, he gonna come stay with us in Vegas so cause we could use the help. And we was like, nigga, we got kids to play sports too.
Y'all
We need
fighting.
the help
Y'all
too.
fighting over having a
You
dad.
ain't lying.
We fighting over having a babysitter. And then Cotty's mom used to be our go-to, but both her sisters had kids now. And they baby. So she spent way more time with them now because my kids is functional.
Yeah, a little more sufficient. Yeah,
Yeah.
self-sufficient.
Right. We won't need her.
Yeah, me and my brother planned it right. My nephew's 18 now. Izzy's just kicking. I was like, oh, we did this the right way.
used her up.
Oh, your nephew 18, Chaz?
Yeah, man, he just turned
God
18.
damn,
I
we
swear
get
he was
my
like
God, we
13
getting
when he
old.
came
If
out.
he 18,
He about to graduate high school this year.
that's crazy.
This is insane, bro. It's insane. About to
So
graduate.
when you had him on the show, how old was he? When he would come visit?
I think that was during a pandemic.
Damn,
Now
really?
you brought him before that too, I think.
I probably did, but the last time was during a pandemic. I went and got him myself and brought him over. So I drove to Oklahoma to go get him. So that was 2020. Where we at? So yeah.
How's
So
he doing?
he's
You
doing
drove
good.
all the way to Oklahoma?
All in one night. I mean one day. It took me 18 hours. I drove 18 hours straight. No stops. Peed in a bottle, kept going in a big old jug. Went the whole time, bro. I thought I was gonna stop somewhere and I felt good. But then you know what's happened? After I finally stopped, I had that vertigo feeling. The first actually that night I felt fine. We had to drive back the next day. So I went 18 hours there, 18 hours back. Then I felt that vertigo when I got home. And I was like, yo, that was way too much. Way too much.
Like, how'd you wrestle, nigga, with all these symptoms?
That I don't think it would matter. It's vertigo, bro. It's this up and down feeling. Fuck you, DC,
I'm
first
saying,
of
because you do
all.
have a lot of ailments.
It's not ailments, bro. What? How many ailments
Was
do
it
I
because
have?
your shoulder, your knee, you ain't got no kneecaps. You know,
Wait,
you got, like, it'd be hella shit.
hold on. First off, I did it all because I'm fucking.
I'm saying
Wait.
wrestling, you getting flipped up, turn around,
No, you're
and
not.
nigga.
If
How
you're
do you wrestle
garbage,
without kneecaps, bro?
I got kneecaps. I don't have cartilage in my knee. Very different. Okay. Very different. The cap is there and in place. I have a whole patella.
Just imagine your knee down, just it's just leg,
Oh,
no bending
you
area.
open Chaz up, it's just a hamster running on the wheel, just hanging
Bro, Chaz
out.
can play football, wrestle, a long ride will shut him down. It's crazy.
Reading on the bus will make him.
Yeah.
They're very different things, man.
He's a fullback, almost all American. This nigga get in the car and be like, I'm dying.
Very different things, bro. They're very different things. Come on, man.
Like, how you survive the team trips?
I felt sick. You just keep going. I just stick in my little, you put your head on the back of the bench or whatever. You just feel sick. What are you gonna do? You're gonna not go? You're gonna not play?
That's
You just
crazy.
do it. Your knee hurt, what you gonna do? Brace that mug up and you keep going. That's it. You just push through it. That's why I'm so broken now. You push through all that shit to keep playing, and for $0, no insurance.
So dumb.
No,
Hey,
bro.
it got you ready
My
for the
body
entertainment.
be aching now. And I was like, we ain't winning not one goddamn championship. We losing and shit. Wasn't like we was a
All
factor.
for the
Didn't go
love of the
D1.
game.
This
So
entertainment business, we don't get no days off. You
dumb.
don't get to be
At
sick.
least Keon went D1.
No, I didn't. That shit fell through.
Montana's D1, right?
Nah, but I went to Great Falls. So that was my second choice when the Boise State thing fell through.
Oh, okay. No, I always thought you okay.
So I was recruited D1. I was playing
Yeah.
well. And then the grades thing, the transferable units happened. So I had 2 Cs and a D at my JC. And
Right.
like that transfers here is a 2 Ds and an F.
Got it, got it.
So you have to come here in the summer, pass the classes, and then if you pass them with a, I think it was a B or C, then you'll get a scholarship. I ain't got time to do all that. So I was like, hey, I'm about to go play over here
Yeah.
at this smaller school. Like nobody on our team was supposed to be there. It was all most of the NAIA, like because you got D1, D2, NAIA and D2 are like right there. Unless you go NAIA D2,
Yeah, 'cause I
D3.
play NAIA, yeah.
Yeah, those are lower. So like NAIA D1 is like right here. Everybody at our school was a Sac State transfer, Cal
Oh,
transfer.
D oh legit D1s.
Yeah, that didn't, if something, and 9 times out of 10, it was grades.
Yeah.
So in our league, we had like John Stockton's son. He went to a school,
I remember him.
yeah, and he went to the league for like a second, like a
Yeah,
split
I remember he
second.
went to it for a little bit, right?
Yeah, and so we
Oh,
our
he was
league,
pretty. He was pretty raw, and
yeah,
probably in college.
he was cool.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember him like being that guy or anything like that. No, but he was cool. Like, so our league had like nobody was supposed to be there. It's just shit happens, and it's just like, all right, well, like one of the guys in my he was one of our the rival school. He was on the Turkish national team that played against that 08 Redeem team.
Oh, damn.
So he played for his national team, and this nigga at some small school in Montana.
No business being
No
near.
business being there.
Just
He had game.
kidding.
And he ended up playing overseas and stuff like that for years, but he had no business being there.
Yeah.
There was, and those, there was a lot of Native American kids that actually could ball, but it's like they're not leaving the area, so they stay
Yeah.
there and go. And then,
Yeah, I
yeah,
can imagine that area you played in, there's a lot of Native Americans there, huh?
that's when I learned a lot about Native American culture going up there.
Yeah.
Like, you go to the powwows, you go to the reservations, like all that.
Yeah.
Powwows. That's crazy. That sounds racist.
That's their fair. That's their.
it definitely sounds like we shouldn't be saying powwow anymore.
That's what it's called. That's literally what it's called.
If anything,
If
we shouldn't be saying is powwow.
that's what it's called, and it's like their festival, their fair, their, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, Sage goes through that now over in Oklahoma. Yeah,
Yeah.
Sage out there, the Native Americans too.
Them
Yeah.
Choctaws is in Oklahoma.
Yep.
That's what my people are. My granny was like half.
A Choctaw?
Yeah, I didn't. So I thought. I mean, I talk about this in my special too. I thought my granny was dark skinned, and she wasn't. I saw her old picture. She's actually light skinned, super strong cheekbones and everything. She got darker because she had lupus.
Mm.
And so the lupus and the dialysis and all that darkened her skin, but she was actually light. And then I was like, oh, that's why y'all look like this. And then we go back further, and it's like, yeah, we started off like Native American, and then sleep with enough, black dude, and then that's what happened.
You know what's
But
interesting is
you
God,
completely blurred out right now, Chaz.
this is terrifying.
Where's my
Yeah,
blur snitch?
that's
I
how you do it
forgot.
now. That was a perfect blur switch moment.
Where my blur? Oh, I got my blur, baby.
Got my blur, baby. We back, baby.
It's funny when you go off to college and Sage comes back married to some chick named Running Lily of the Fields or something like that. You like Lily of the Fields, Wayans? It's like, oh.
It would be like her name would be like Destiny Killwater. Like that's and
But as long
that would really be I used to I, like that really be their name.
as you
First
got the
name normal.
Destiny part, you got that first part, you're fine. That's a real.
Girls, there was a Desiree Killeagle, there was a Jacinta Red Thunder, there was a Johnny Running Rabbit. Like these are
Red
government names.
Thunder is fire. That's
They
a
name.
great name.
That's
Legit.
a porn name.
Red Thunder?
Yeah. Hey, also, when it comes to like people wanting to make the changes, especially the Native, was it the Native Americans that were offended by their names, or was it just us? Like, we've been fucking up, and that's how we
Well,
can.
when it comes to Redskins,
Yeah.
the origin is so heinous. I think that's why they changed it.
Okay.
They used to scalp them, and then that's why they had there was blood. It was red skin, like they were. You know what I
Damn, that's
mean?
kind
So
of,
it's
yeah.
like you gotta get that shit out of here. You know.
Shouldn't have never been a thing. That's crazy, the fact that it was ever a thing. Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I mean? So that because it wasn't just your skin tone. It wasn't just
I
yeah.
thought it was always skin tone. I
I
thought
thought
that
so
name.
too.
Nah.
Oh, niggas, wow.
Yeah.
That's wild, bro.
You know how shit changes over time. So you're like, yeah, they'll Disney it up to be like, no, it's just they have copper skin, you know.
Oh, yeah.
From the blood running down their
Right.
face. It's like,
Yeah.
what?
That's wild, yeah.
That's how the
Understandable.
yeah, that's why some of it changes. And then some of
So
it is
then
kind of.
it just kind of trickled down from there.
But some of it is just like some tribal shit. And it's not that like I don't know the origin of Black Hawk, but I don't think it's that bad.
What about Cleveland Indians? They're no longer the Cleveland Indians, right?
But they could have just changed that to Natives and that would have been fine.
Where'd they go to?
Guardians. That's what I don't
Yes,
understand.
Guardians.
Cleveland Guardians is trash.
Stupid.
Garbage.
Just change the
Garbage.
natives and what was the problem?
Cleveland Native sounds way better than Guardians.
Or something respectful like Chiefs makes sense. Like that's a high respected
Hold on. Cleveland
title.
natives sound like a bunch of motherfuckers at Starbucks and just walk around Cleveland. It does not sound like anything
Better
tough.
than Guardians.
I'm a Cleveland native. That just means you live
I,
up
you know
here.
what, I feel that, Craig.
Thinking Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I feel that, Craig. It's not specific to the Native Americans.
Yeah, Cleveland natives. Just a bunch of Drew Careys.
Right. Cleveland Rock. Hold on. That can't be our theme song. But there's other, that's what I'm always thinking. There's other names in there you can go find that would be way more respectful than just.
Redskins, I understand.
Yeah,
Sure.
yeah,
Once
yeah.
you put
About
the skins, that's like being a black skin. You're like, hey, man.
that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wait.
Once you skin it up, it's like, all right, man.
But I don't understand the Blackfoots. Feel like that would be something you would change,
That was a tribe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like for them, I go, but Blackfoot, I'm like, I guess we could probably change this name by now,
What
right?
did they try to put them in tar or some shit? It's always something evil behind the names that we
Oh,
use.
but I don't know, because that might be their own thing. I don't know
Yeah,
who.
I'm assuming it's their own thing. I'm assuming they are consider themselves the Blackfeet.
Or the Tar Heel.
Tar Heel.
What
Wait a
is it?
second.
That is very
Wait a second.
disrespectful, Gregory.
I
What
never even thought
the
about that.
freak is a Tar Heel?
Whoa, wait a second. I've never.
I know it ain't the damn Ram that
It
I'm like.
can't be a Ram.
That's tar babies.
I'm
That's
about to look it
tar
up.
black skin.
What is a Tar Heel? Ain't no goat.
Whoa. Wait a second here.
Oh,
North
wow.
Carolina.
It's actually just a nickname for a native or a resident of North Carolina. It has nothing to do with natives.
Really?
Yeah. Because here it is. The term that originated from the state's historic naval stores.
Naval.
Yeah, like the Navy. Tar, pitch, turpentine. And it was later embraced as a badge of honor.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a military thing.
They're still being watched, but okay.
So where's the goat come in? Or the
I don't get that at all.
yeah.
But is a goat synonymous with the military?
Ram, I mean, is that a ram, or I mean,
Maybe Rams are just popular in North Carolina. Where the hell did the Tar Heel Rams
maybe.
come?
Ramses is a sheep, horned sheep.
Ramses? Okay. I don't trust it, man. I still think Tar Heel's racist. I don't care what they
Tar
say.
Heel sounds very racist, Jeff.
I don't like it. I don't
Because
support them, DC. Okay, so why you're a
Hogan
dookie?
family
Yeah,
is valuable. We finna eliminate Keenan out the
Keenan's
chat
out
from
of
being
here. You're
a
Tar Baby
racist fan
fan.
of the.
Go Tar Babies. What are we talking about? Tar Baby. Nobody said Tar Babies. That's what I heard. Go Tar Babies.
It has to do with this family that cared for Rams for a long time. Them probably some old school name on the wall building as
Yeah.
Maybe they were
Old
ramming slaves
statue
and
sitting on a bench, a stone bench.
yeah, so they had ram farms. They were caring for live rams since the 1930s.
Maybe they had slave farms and they were buck breaking and they were
Definitely had
ramming
slave farms.
into the enslaved. That's what it sounds like to me. And then they'd have tar babies and feed them to alligators. That's what I think is happening.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. UNC's mascot is a ram named Ramses because of the star fullback from the 1920s named Jack Merritt, nicknamed the Battering Ram. And the head cheerleader, Vic Huggins, got a live ram for the sidelines to boost team spirit, and the rest is history.
Says he got rammed on
Wait,
his
Keon,
timeline.
what was that year again? 19 what?
1920s.
1920?
Sheesh.
So in 24, they got the ram on the sideline. So 1924.
I think they were just short for shit and was like, all right, we couldn't get Bob here. I got this ram.
Wait,
Bring
this is throwing me
it
off. UNC's head cheerleader, Vic Huggins.
What's her name?
The head cheerleader, it says Vic Huggins.
It
So
was a nigga? The cheerleader was a nigga?
I think the head cheerleader might have been a dude.
They were originally cheerleaders. I heard before there was the women, all the guys were cheerleaders, and then women became cheerleaders
They
later.
Huggins.
The niggas they cut off the team, they couldn't make it. They're like, you could just go hang out over there and root us on.
All
over
right.
Dance.
Go team, go.
Yeah,
yeah, I heard, but I heard male cheerleaders were the original cheerleaders, and women came on later.
I did not know that.
So they can toss them up in the air.
Women take everything from us.
Probably.
Because they were smaller to toss in the air. Nobody want to hold no dude up around their neck, balls in the back of your neck.
Oh, hairy dude, you ain't got on your shoulders.
All right. Yeah, it used to be an all male sport. Look at this picture. This is ridiculous. These niggas are like losers.
Is there one with somebody holding up?
Right.
Look at these goofs.
Oh, you know, a hairy man's ass. Hell no.
These goofballs.
Women, we made the right decision.
Yeah. And then you know there was some guy who didn't want to let go of it. But I'm the male cheerleaders. And they're like, come on, man.
Come on,
not
bro.
Letting it go. Not letting it go.
It started getting dominated by women into the 40s and 50s.
Wow. So men had a good run at cheerleading.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
That sucks.
Yeah.
The dudes is out there. Ready? Okay. That was all dudes.
You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. Yeah, you ugly.
That was all dudes.
We had a couple when I played ball in high school that were moonlighting as cheerleaders. And we used to be like, come on, bro.
Now we had, I think, like two males, but they was both, you know.
Yeah, and it wasn't about like whatever. It was more so about like, hey, you got to pick hoop practice over cheer practice. You can't.
Oh, wait. You had.
Yeah.
Teammates?
Teammates. I had a couple teammates. And
now,
it came
were they
down to like, yeah, they had practice for cheer. We was like, hey, bro.
Were they in dance or cheer?
Cheer. They were holding up the girls.
But how do they have to? How do you do that if you play a sport?
Well, he had to.
Football.
I don't know. So during football, he was cheerleading.
Hilarious.
But sometimes it ran. You know how kind of when hoop
yeah.
and football kind of runs with each other.
Yeah.
So we'd have to have. You know, we'd be practicing during. You know, spring, summer, but they would have practice and stuff because he had to be ready for like. The football part. We was like, hey, bro.
But yo, this makes sense. First off,
yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, our power forward.
Wow.
It was good. It wasn't, and it's just what he did. We should be like, hey, bro, we need you. We need you here.
They need me too.
Yeah, but he might have just been grimy, wanting the whole butts.
He could have done that on the basketball team.
Yeah, just start when it started to cross, we was like, bro, we don't want to hear you got cheer and we got hoop practice.
But dog, there's scholarships for cheerleading.
Yeah, and a lot of men get them easier than like playing a sport.
For sure, because it's like, can you hold her up? Can you toss her up? Like that's core strength.
Yeah.
Right there. It's a lot easier for a dude to do all that.
Right.
So I understand if you were like, dang, dog, I got to pay for college. Let me go do this cheerleading.
I would totally be like, man, I'm done with hoop.
And there's a pro league, DC. You got to. This sounds like a movie.
I'm done. With, I'm still cheering for you guys. I'm still supporting y'all.
It's like a Juana Man movie. It's like,
right.
Oh man, I didn't get in here, but I got to go full time cheer, and I'm
yeah.
still on the team.
All right, DC, you go back in time, right? You coming out
uh-huh.
of the college? You got the Maritime Academy school or whatever
uh-huh.
offering you a scholarship, or Duke University. They come and they're like, hey man, you come cheerlead. We'll take care. We'll pay for it.
We got you.
No.
Everything. Hey, it's not even that. Here's your stipend. Here's your car.
Matter of fact, it's not just Duke. All the big schools in the country, Texas,
oh, they want
UCLA,
me?
USC, they want you.
Hey, yeah, I'm like the dude with the radio that they got a scholarship for walking them out.
They want you to you can go anywhere in the country. For
you
cheerleading,
stay at the Omar, stay at Cal. You
go to
Berkeley.
NAIA D3 to hoop.
That's your passion, though.
I would miss. Okay,
you can walk on.
That ain't happening.
Okay, if it was, then I would have said no, Keon, being an idiot.
Okay,
being an idiot, I'd be like, nah, I'm on a hoop. Hell no, nah, Duke to no. But I would hope, like my dad would have said, nigga, if you don't get your ass to Duke, You know what I mean? Like, just I'd love being around watching them athletes.
Because here's the thing, though, if you go to the Duke, right? You could be if you already if your scholarship is paid for, they have no problem letting you be a walk-on because they ain't got to cover it.
Yeah, no, ooh,
So you could be
you're
on
already good.
you could be on the team. You're not gonna play a lick.
Yeah,
You're gonna be one of them five dudes at the end, like
wait,
whoo!
but wait a
They
second,
get
but
in,
wait a second.
at 1 second left and
But wait, wait, wait. Cheerleading, just like any sport, it's a full-time thing, right?
this
If
too
you go
is
to
year
college.
round.
Because I'm wondering, that did I tell you about that the wrestling practice I went to? It was a D, they were D2 or D3. It was like, hold
No,
on.
Ohio State.
No. This is back in Michigan. And then when I saw that it was like 5 in the morning, then it was all day. That's when I was like, oh, I can't. Like this, and because I was like, this is every day year round. It's like, yeah, this is what we do. And I was like, yo, that's insane
I
that.
just thought about DC. You couldn't do both because, like you said, they cross over.
And
They run together.
Unless
you're
you
on
was
the
a baseball
schedule.
player, cheerleading gonna bother you if you play football or basketball.
Right. Is that's how that's how that's what happened with our power forward. It start running together.
Yeah.
But do they have their own
So, is you still going?
competition?
You hoop is out. You ain't gonna be able to hoop.
I don't know. At that time, you know how much we love basketball, bro. We loved it so much that it's like, I don't, nothing. I done been playing this long. Nothing's getting away. So I would want to say, yeah, I take a scholarship, but I probably would have been at, I would have went straight to that in the NAIA school, because that's how much hoop we loved hoop.
Would you have tried your last year of eligibility and come back?
Oh,
Like,
go off and cheer and then come back.
I got 1 year left of eligibility. Let me
Oh, if
try.
I was smart enough, I would did it all.
Yeah. I wouldn't have. Keon, would you? You wouldn't have. You wouldn't have done cheerleading over who?
No, but if they said if I like let's say I was playing baseball, if they offered like a baseball, you can come play baseball. I'd have chose that over hoop, but not cheerleading.
Very different things from
It
that.
is. It's very different.
And especially if you're already doing it in high school and you're like, wait, I can get a full
I
ride.
wasn't doing baseball in high I didn't do baseball at all in high school.
Well, I'm talking about if you were cheering in high school.
Oh.
And they're like, hey, we want you know what I mean?
Well, if you were in cheering in high school, it would make sense to, you know,
I mean,
that
you
wouldn't
know,
be
I'm
too far-fetched.
saying with the strength.
Yeah, like so in this scenario though, you a hooper, but they saw your shoulders. It's like, well,
We can stack six women on these shoulders.
so many girls can stand on them shoulders, bro. Why don't you just come cheer for us, bro?
You got a shoulder of the gods.
Anywhere in the country. Them shoulders is like your shoulders rank like number one in the nation. And they're like, yo, these shoulders is this kid's got it all. He's got big hands.
Natural.
He's
He's
came and
natural.
met with your parents. We've never seen shoulders like these.
You're like a freak of nature. You're like, oh man, if this kid could just with just a little development, he could be one of the greats.
Bro, that's the equivalent of having like a huge college coach coming over to you. This is this
That
is what's that? What was it
but hey, that's
called?
the thing about
Coach
it. That's
K.
the
That's
thing
the Coach
about it.
K of
I wonder who's
cheerleading
the
coming over
biggest
to you.
cheerleading college cheerleader. Let me see.
He's
He's
now,
like,
now
hey.
you're changing. Now you're
Now,
changing
well,
the
there
game.
was that. Well, that, would that count when the teammates were on the side and they do all those different cheers, like under the basket?
What you mean?
That's like you sound like a student section. There was a. There's guys on the basketball team that was on the bench that were doing different.
God. Craig making a sandwich.
Hello?
Okay, so DC, University of Kentucky is the like number one in cheerleading. They come through, Kentucky. And they're like, yo, you got these shoulders. You rank number one in the country. We would really love for you to come cheer here.
They gonna teach me how to do it.
Free ride, Kentucky. And at this time, so this is 2000, what,
Who
one?
who's there right now?
2001 at Kentucky, the
Is that
Rock.
Jamal Mashburn in them? Wait, no. No,
I
2001 is like, oh, that might be Tayshaun Prince in them.
think it was.
Yeah, Tayshaun. I was a bigger fan of them than I was my own career, so.
Let's see. 2001. Here they go. The roster is.
Tayshaun Prince.
Oh, I remember him. Well, not him.
Was that with Elton Brand?
Now, Elton
I think it
Brand's
was Duke.
Duke.
Wait, Jimmy, what year did you graduate high school?
99.
They had Keith Bogans.
Man,
They had
he
Keith
was cool. He
Bogans,
was wrong,
Tayshaun
but
Prince, Tayshaun Prince,
Tayshaun, yeah, it's
Chuck
somebody else.
Hayes. Remember Chuck Hayes from
Chuck
Modesto?
Hayes is from Modesto.
And yeah, that was 18, that team.
That was a good.
Now, mind you, you're gonna go for the next couple of years.
Who's coming the next year after that?
Who's gonna see who's coming? Let's see who's coming in.
I'm going 4 years.
Bro, if you got a scholarship offered a free ride to a major school.
Cubby Smith, the coach. Legendary.
If you get offered a free ride for cheerleading and you're 40 and struggling, you're going to kick yourself.
Oh, nah. If he's that big, they're probably going to give him some NIL money.
Yeah, I'm like that nigga, Chaz.
But we're talking about 99, 2000. No. You're not who you are now. What I'm saying is that.
No, I'm saying when they're recruiting me, Keon said I'm that. I'm like the division.
Who are you talking about?
I'm the LeBron James of cheer.
You're the LeBron James of cheerleading. But I'm saying if you turn it down, and then you got to look back at your life and being like, dang, dog.
You don't know. That's
by the time you by the time you're a senior, DC, as a bookie. Randolph Morris, Rajon Rondo.
Ooh, Rajon.
Joe Crawford. This is you on the side. Go, Rajon.
You gotta think. These are all my friends because they're not your
friends, man. They're not your peers.
This they do.
They're
they love the cheerleader.
You're gonna like cheerlead nigga.
You're the dude they think is gay. They'd be like, that's
not yeah. They're gonna like gay nigga with the shoulders.
All right. Especially in 99, 2000. Yo, you the gay nigga with the shoulders.
But look.
They ain't coming gay. He had the brain. Nah.
When the coaches come to recruit you, though,
they get the F-bomb back in the day. Like a
big-time hooper. They open up the little – it's money in there.
Yeah.
They open it up. They're like, you got this little briefcase. It's all yours. You just got to come cheerlead for us.
Dang, bro. If we would have went to the – which name you – if we would have made it to the
remember they
Devin Booker, John Wall and them.
Remember they won the national championship, though, back then in 98. Oh.
They
won
in
98?
Tayshaun. Oh, he did win with Tayshaun Prince now. There's somebody you missing besides.
So you would have been Tayshaun. Cheering. You would have been cheering a national championship game.
Yay! Go!
You know how people would have seen me on TV?
That's what I'm saying.
Go, Tay Tay.
Just to be around D1 anything. Like, could we get perks too?
They think you're around Dick One, okay? That's what they think you're doing. They don't know that you're being there off a straight talent.
But DC could go like before practice and put some shots up. So they'd be like, I used to play a little bit.
Hey, they'd be like, hey, go get your good
Dick
nigga
One
off the
is
court.
Madly disrespectful, Chaz.
Hey, go get this good nigga off the court.
Yeah, them little white chair shoes.
Bro, in 2000, it's a whole different time of how people were treated. Not that you were gay, but it was a different time of even being assumed like that. You know what I mean?
Very, very true.
It's not the same friendly. Oh, he might be. He's still cool. It wasn't that then at all. Yeah. Even if they thought so. You know, that was a whole.
Okay, Keon for
looking up their championship years. I don't want to be wrong.
This is tough, like, you know.
96, 98, 2012 was eight championships in our time. So 98, you wasn't in college yet, though.
But you'd be getting recruited. If it's
I
that.
Didn't recruit it. No, I graduated in 99. So I've been recruited. If I'm LeBron, I've been recruited.
Off the national championship.
I've been recruited. They've been recruiting me since 95, if I'm LeBron.
Right.
They know about me.
Hey, if you got your cheerleading competition televised, you got to go take that scholarship. You that guy.
Since you was killing at the Pop Warner games.
Yeah.
On the sideline cheering at Pop Warner, they do that.
What's the next level of that? Like, what else? Like, you can go cheer and do, like, NBA stuff, but, like, I guess you can choreograph.
Yeah, they have straight competitions, cheer competitions.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
After that, like, after the college is over. What are you
trying to get on an Usher tour or Beyonce tour?
Right.
Color.
Yeah.
Fly girl.
Yeah, Leah Craig, fly girl.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. There's definitely a I'm like, what's after?
There's a ceiling for it. Yeah.
But even if you went and coached and taught later on, I'm sure some big school you'd still be doing all right. Some big school would take you on. Them cheerleaders
are the crazy part. Making
good money.
His eligibility is only up in cheer. You might be able to walk on at Kentucky and hoop.
Oh, 20, and that's 4 years of just practice. That's 4 years of just practicing.
No, you're not walking on the team.
You're
just cheering.
But I'm 24. I'm 24 now, though. Now I'm 23, though.
I get some 18-year-olds. You might look all right.
Might have had a chance. You ain't gonna play, but you could be on the team. Not gonna
Who
play.
would? Hey, I wouldn't mind not playing.
I
Like, if
wouldn't
you
mind not
would you
playing.
mind not? Would you sit the bench in the NBA? Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
In the NBA, sure, different world, but
D1's like the next thing under.
for a program like Kentucky, UCLA, Duke,
Duke.
Carolina, that's like.
You're right. It's a different world. You're in a different lane.
Oh, yeah. I
Because
mean,
you gotta, I mean, it's only five starting spots. It's like you gotta be.
I'm gonna see DC on the Wheaties box in his chair outfit.
It's all shoulders. It's just he can't even see his arms up. It's just
I got excited when Keon was saying I've been recruited since a freshman.
get Tony the Tiger on the back of his
That
neck.
changed the game.
That's
People
not bad,
whispering,
bro.
that's Irvin right there, bro. All the
People Irvin.
Yeah.
They look at him, they came to see him.
Irvin right there,
They come
man.
to cheer you on while you cheer.
DC stands for
If
the cheerleader. That's right.
the Hooper shot roast you in high school, it'd be like, what scholarship you got?
Ooh.
Where
Because you
very
going?
few were having Duke
Yeah.
and
I
UCLA and
can
Kentucky
go
come
to
to
any
art,
school in the
yeah.
country.
Thanks, bro.
Think about it, if you go to Duke at that time, that's Jason Williams in them.
Oh, I bet I'm out, nigga. Say less. Hell yeah. Where do I sign at? Jason Williams. I think who else was in them?
Dunleavy,
All squad. Was Elton Brand there too?
he was 99. I think he might have just left.
Yeah, that
They
Jason Williams
have
year. That
Boozer.
Jason Williams year was crude, was raw.
Jason Williams, Boozer, Dunleavy,
Dane
them.
Battier.
Yeah, them. All them.
Oh, I'm
You
out.
cheering for them.
Yep, nigga. I'm out. Oh, right, Jason. I'm out, bro. That team was fun to watch.
Hell yeah, that was my favorite team.
Yeah, Dunley.
I
Oh,
would
they
eat.
were raw.
I loved watching them, man.
Yeah, they were raw. Chris
What?
Duhon, I think he was there too.
Yeah, he continued after Jason Williams left.
When left, yep.
And they had Daniel Ewing after that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a sport that if I got like offered to do or anything that I got offered to do, I'd be like, I can't do this, man. Now, this is like I gotta live with this. Like cheerleading, you get over it. I'd be like, all right, let me go be a base. I'd be at the bottom all day.
I don't know if
But
what is
there's probably not another sport where I'd be like, no, nah, I don't want to do that.
yeah.
That's only when it comes with
Now,
some
but Craig made a
money.
good point earlier. What if you got offered a dance scholarship? You know, the dance sheet, the ones that that's different.
That's different.
You're on the dance team. They
Yeah,
offer that
holding
out.
up, I can do all that. Holding up, but
But
just
dudes
dancing.
dancing, ain't that's been a thing. There's dudes who do entire tours with.
No, I'm talking about that. You know, he y'all know what I'm talking about, the jazz team. Like they're not the cheerleaders.
You're
They're the
not gonna have the same outfit though.
Yeah, let's see what the men wear.
It's the dance club.
You're not gonna be in the little shorts and sparklies.
It's kind of like when you see when it's a bottle dude, a bottle service dude instead of the bottle service girls.
Yeah, you like.
Yeah.
Dudes do ballet. You know what I'm saying? There's some real lumber dudes out there, but they ain't be in the little. They got tights on, but they ain't in like the little tutus and
Is
stuff.
that so? Where are you drawing the line? If you're getting a full ride scholarship to do ballet, you going?
Hey, bro, if I got a scholarship for ballet, I've probably been doing it since I was a child. Yes.
No, in this scenario though, they're going all on prompt. Like DC just got picked at the shoulders, so they're
Yeah,
almost,
I have his potential.
yeah, they're
They're
doing it
looking
all
at your
different.
thigh. They're looking at your
Ballet,
thighs,
ballet.
Taz. They like, oh, he got thighs because
No.
he can.
They're like, look at them thighs, bro. Them
Yeah,
thighs.
them ankles. Is he
Outside
got?
of us, because you guys are a bunch of uncultured couths, okay? I go do ballet. That's respected around the world. I go on tour doing ballet. You dang
And they
right
love your cankles. They like, he has these nicest cankles
I
we've ever seen.
Strong
What's
cankle.
the sport that you like? I'm not taking this scholarship.
I'm trying to think of a thing. Man, I tell you what, I'd be embarrassed to wear. If I had to be like one of those little like the swimming diving swim trunks. There's not a lot to it's not a lot to the story there.
All right, so you they come in and then
The cakes is out.
you
I'll
come
be
in
like,
because
dang, the dudes too.
it was
I'm
like
like, yes.
we got these Speedos and they hold them
Yeah,
out
them Speedos, bro.
and they like you
Speedos are wild.
we're gonna give you a scholarship if you're on the synchronized swimming team.
You see the line in the top, all
And
the
I'll be like,
letters just
hey,
disappeared
y'all
just from the
ain't got no
drawers.
hoop short versions of these? Like, y'all ain't got no trunks? Can I get
Nah, you
some
gotta wear what everybody else wear.
trunks? No Speedos is, we're in a different game here. If they saw me out wrestling, it was like, try the speedo one. I'd be like, hey, man, what are you talking about?
I can't do wrestling.
Why not?
Because they be, yeah, it's too aggressive and too much long holding and hugging.
It's like you in a street fight, though, bro. It's not like you out here hugging.
It's like you're trying to take advantage of somebody.
You're fighting somebody. You're fighting for your life.
It's but you're fight. Not punching them.
But how many?
Yeah,
how
fighting many, for fighting for your life in leotards is different.
Bro, you can fight. It doesn't matter. You fight in prison for you're naked. You're fighting for your life. What's the difference?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm with Craig, man. At wrestling, I was like, absolutely not. I could never.
Yeah, that's worse than the speedo.
Especially like when you see the still frame of the position some of these dudes be in, just balls on your forehead.
You seen that video of the penis hitting the dude's lip?
Yeah, I'm like, nah, bro.
Because he's garbage. I ain't never had a meat on my neck or my face. Especially my face. Ain't never happened. Yo, if you see meat coming to your face and you don't get a rush of strength, like there ain't no way this is happening. By getting overpowered like that. You can't do this. If you're getting that overpowered, bro, you're in the wrong spot. Bro.
I would do the speedo before the wrestling.
Same, because there's nobody else there but
me. Yeah, it's just me.
I don't want my whole just cheeks out, bro. I'm like, this is craziness.
Cheeks are out in wrestling too.
They're covered though. It's not like my cakes aren't out. It's tight. The speedo's tight, but it's cheekage.
I've seen someone dig a wrestling thing out, and it's the same as digging a speedo out.
What you mean digging? It goes down to your knees. Skin showing. It goes down to like your knees, though. The speedo stops at butt cheek. Like it stops right there at butt cheek. That's as far down as it goes. The singlet covers your thigh down to the knee, not butt cheek, bro.
It's a onesie.
So it's a speedo.
No, that's a pair of drawers. A onesie that sound a little bit.
My nipples are covered. My stomach is covered.
You want to see Chaz in that, bro?
Come on, man. Come on, man. What are we talking about?
On the springboard.
You want to see Chaz in that?
All that? What I have right there? That's all cake. That's all you're gonna see is cheeks out. It don't matter what I dive, but no matter what I can do it.
I think I'm leaning with Chaz. I think wrestling is a little bit more. Wrestling is better, especially the outfit alone. It's just the other person in wrestling.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even tripping off that wrestling outfit.
Hey man, y'all done been butt to meet with guys in basketball. What are you talking about? You done post up a dude, meet all. What are you talking about? You done backed it up on a dude, back that ass up as played up when you post up.
Nobody's playing defense.
What are you talking about? Somebody's been on you just like this. Hold on. Where's it? What are you talking about?
Let's see.
It's not even no comparison. I'm not even gonna entertain it.
There's no spinning around on top of you and getting behind.
100%, bro. 100%.
Lifting right up here. From your back, doing
that. Yes, yes. This has never happened in hoop.
Hey, that's never happened to me.
This has never happened.
And there's never been a layup about that.
Bro, I'm not even gonna entertain this.
That's never happened to me neither.
Yeah, this has never happened in hoop.
I'm telling you, because you gotta be trash, bro. Oh, that's just a mounting position. That's not a problem, bro.
Play Draymond one time, but besides that, it's never happened in basketball.
Cats get dunked on, they got meat on their neck. What are you talking about?
This is how y'all start the match.
No, that's not how you start. You start neutral, okay? Everyone starts neutral. Second
period. No, I normally see them start with somebody in downward period, dog. Downward doggy.
No, listen, you start neutral. Second period, top or bottom, okay? There's yes, that's what it's called, top or bottom. Then that changes. Then you flip.
And it's the faces, bro. Look at
you doing man work. It's hard, bro. You're doing man work right there.
That's wild.
That's the hardest stuff you'll ever do in your life.
That's too much body to body.
Yeah.
But go ahead, back it up on a dude in the post. Whatever.
I'm good, bro.
You're posting wrong.
Now you're over here twerking on a power forward, but whatever.
Yeah, man, it's a power bottom is different.
Big difference.
Plus, it's a better life skill, bro. If I'm in a fight, most fights are going to go to the ground anyways.
That's a fire life skill.
If a fight ever goes to the ground, I have the advantage all the time, bro.
Well, hopefully you're not somewhere where the fight is not going to be broken up in the first 30 seconds like most of them are.
Well, that's even better. If a fight's broken up first 30 seconds, I'm
Thank
happy
you.
for
Thank
it.
you so much. I'm
Right,
gassed.
right.
Dang. Oh yeah. I've been tired. I've been tired of
I'm
talking and
looking
talking
for
to the motherfucker.
somebody. Huh? You want to
Demon.
do this right now? Because we can
No.
do this. I'm looking for someone to. It's not worth it, guys. That's always me. It's not worth it, guys.
It ain't though. We
Otherwise,
too grown for this. We don't need to be acting like this.
yeah. Come on, brother. What we doing? What
what we doing, man?
we
What we
doing?
doing?
All right,
Well,
time.
when you're
Peace,
in a
man.
scuffle situation, you're gonna be wishing you knew how to wrestle, and not just posting up someone. All right, you're gonna need that skill. You're gonna need how to.
Got guns now. Ain't no wrestling.
You gonna shoot him at that for a little scuffle, Craig?
Yeah, them scuffles hurt.
You gonna shoot him though? What are we talking? You gonna shoot him?
Yeah.
You gonna shoot him because he cut you in line at the grocery store?
No, because he wants to scuffle. He cut me in line.
Yeah,
He could cut me in line. That's
we
fine.
get past us. We can get past that.
We can just scuffle them both, move on. You gonna kill me over a scuffle?
That shit hurt forever now.
Dying over a scuffle is crazy.
That's
I
why
don't
I'm like, I don't even want to get into it. Hey, bro, what are we doing?
And
Man.
you just don't know what people have on them. It's never worth
Let's
it.
just get away from people so I can say sorry, bro. There's no audience. Let's get where there's no audience so I can just apologize to you. But hey, man, I'm
Let's take this
sorry.
over here, brother. Hey,
Yeah.
listen, I'm sorry.
Listen, man.
listen.
I apologize, brother.
I see you had your cereal. I'll pay for your cereal, man.
Yeah. You want the parking spot? It's all you. I'm finna move this car. We're finna leave anyway.
What's the like pettiest thing you think you almost fought about before? Like something that's happened now.
Physical altercation?
Huh?
Physical altercation?
Not that it's happened, but like you're like, no, I can't believe we were here over this. Like this got way too far. Like this is a little thing that just we shouldn't even got here, bro. This is nuts. I know
Laughing too hard.
laughing at
Two
somebody.
niggas. Two niggas arguing, laughing too hard.
Be like being next to
Having your little spice in it.
them. What you over here talking? Like one of those?
Just, adding spice to it. Oh shit. That nigga said all that,
And then you become the target.
Yeah,
Yeah.
especially if they're losing. At the comedy spot, everybody always outside roasting for 3, 4 hours.
Wait, not anymore. Not me.
I'm home.
I'm at home. I graduated out of that bullshit, hanging out.
Right.
Absolutely not. I do my spots and I go home.
I had a time, man. This is my scooter life days when I was ripping and running on the scooter. And this dude was driving his taxi cab, big old Armenian dude. I didn't know how big he was until he got out the car, but he was just driving too reckless, And we came up to a light, and so I'm saying whatever I'm saying to him, and then he put up behind me, and he got out of his car, so I stood up, So I took my helmet off, and I'm like, "What's up?" And he went to his trunk, so I followed him to the trunk. So I was like, "Well, he gonna pull out something? I got to be there to stop it because I guess I could have just drove away. It's not what I thought about at the time." And then he pulled out a crow, not like a crowbar, but like a
Tire
kind of like a tire iron. And then he went and he so then I'm like squaring up, and he went to his hood, and he popped his hood, and he started working on it, and he just ignored me. He was just like,
Hilarious.
and I was like, yeah, it looks like you're an alternator. I was like, all right, I was all in. I thought we were about to do this, and he was like, but he was like, we're all, he's like, we're all, he's like, what do you say? He said, we're all colored to them. We don't need to fight. We're all colored to them. And I was
Oh,
like,
all right. Hit you with the come on, brother.
came with the phone. I said, oh, that was, all right.
You feel stupid?
Oh, I felt, dog, because first off, like I said, Armenians aren't known to be huge people, But he got out the car, and I was like, oh, I'm just like, you're about to be in a tough one. Right, I was like, this is gonna be a tough one. Scuffle time. So you got
What
your
a
government.
chest. Ripped his clothes off and he still had his leotard on.
It's always underneath. But
Let's get
I was already plotting, like, all right, you gotta have to take him down. He's a big boy. I'm already here. And then he said that, and I was like, yeah, all right, well, God bless, brother.
God bless your brother.
In the middle of the street, we're in the middle of victory. Just dumb. Dumb stuff.
I think most fights are the dumbest. You know what I mean? Most times you get into it are the, because now I'm thinking, I'm like, every last one where I almost fought was like, oh, it's the stupidest thing.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's not being in danger, it's not family being hurt, there's no reason to. We can always walk away from that.
It's
There's
100% legal. You gonna let him talk to you like that? Yes.
Yeah. He got it.
I don't care. He having a
Yeah,
bad.
especially with the older and the mature you get, you'd be like, just certain stuff. We, like Craig said, I don't, I get, where's my gun? I'm not gonna be out here
Okay,
tussling
why are
with
you
you.
going back to shooting me? What happened to walk
Because
away?
Craig he's right. I don't want to be sore behind a fight, and I'm not gonna let you beat on me.
Why can't we just walk away?
That's the first. I've already ran down the street. What if you chased me?
Oh,
And
then
you
you
want to
gotta
just
shoot
teach
him.
me a lesson?
No, then you gotta shoot
Yeah, you see
him.
what I'm saying? Because I already made the right decision. It was like, I'm out.
If he's
I'm done.
chasing
I'm walking
you,
away from this.
if he's chasing you, gotta shoot him.
You say now you want to inflict, you want to beat on me
I don't
and
care nothing
embarrass
about.
me.
I don't care nothing about. Yeah, that's what I thought. Walk away. You right?
You're right. Yeah, I'm going.
I don't care. Cause whatever you really mad at, it ain't like that one video where dude was like, "Hey man, I ain't getting no pussy today either." And he was like,
All
"Fair
right.
enough. My apologies."
No, that's a great point. Yeah, if he's chasing you, man, then
He's chasing it because some people want to fight. They're like, oh, I'm on their ego's in it, and I gotta teach him. Like, you're not gonna teach me a lesson at this age I'm at.
then I gotta
Yeah.
pretend to trip so you get on top. Pack.
Yeah.
And you ain't gonna be trying all these new moves out on me. They ain't
Right.
doing the same fight moves they did when I was young. Y'all got new fight
Hey.
moves.
Everybody's in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and stuff like that, trying to break
Doing
your limb.
parkour moves. I would have never thought to do a flip and kick somebody. That's crazy.
Would you rather if you're in a scuffle and you can either get knocked out or just take that straight up choke out, or like you can do a like a nice tap out if he has you like in an arm bar or something like that, you know what I mean? You know what I'm
I'll
saying?
tap out
I don't
before
want to
the
be
arm
knocked
bar.
out, so I'd rather you got me, bro.
Yeah, I'll tap out.
You got me.
That's if they even in a street fight, I don't know if they'd even let you go, because I probably wouldn't until I know you
I mean,
passed out.
that was the option you gave us, though.
Well, I'm but now that I thought about that, I was like, I don't know if I'd let somebody go if I had you in an
Every
arm
street
bar.
fight I've seen, I've never seen them just be like, all right, and
Yeah.
loosen up and choke. They always finish it and let you drop.
Yeah, let you go when you sleep, when you ain't
That's what
moving
I
no
think.
more.
So the real question is, would you rather be choked out or knocked out? I'd rather be knocked out then.
I might take that tap. That choke out might be all right. That's like you're just going to sleep. Ooh.
Yeah, the choke out all right, because we used to choke ourselves out when we was little. You know what I mean? Get a and go to sleep. So I'll take the choke out. Knocked out is like,
My hat
yeah,
flying
yeah.
off.
You're right. You're right.
My
I'll
hat
take
going one way, I'm going the
yeah.
other. I'll take a choke out.
I'll take a choke out.
That's like go to sleep. All right.
I choke up with a polite letting me down.
Yeah, you got to go down on your own too. You
It
gotta.
ain't gonna be that drop. That drop always looked like it hurt.
It's the whole crumple.
Because
It's all the body.
a lot of times when you get choked out, you kind of give up anyway and be like, all right, this nigga got knocked out. Mean you was legit trying. Like you swung and missed, or like he's just a better fighter than you.
And you got a bruise, and you might hit your
Yeah.
yeah, fall, hit your head on something.
I'm good. Just choke me, lay me down,
Lay me
tuck me
down,
in,
baby. Tell me a
lay me
bedtime
down.
story.
Tuck me in.
Put the pillow out for your boy.
Hey man, if you get choked out, someone's like, "Yeah, once upon a time." I'm like, "All right."
And
All right, all
it better
right.
be an arm choke. It better not be this. If you get choked out like this,
A straight up this choke is that's a
crazy.
strangle. We're not
You get strangled.
I don't want to be strangled.
All right, Joe, I got to get out of here.
All right, Keonathan. I think we did the where you
We
at.
already announced it. We out. We good?
We out.
I love you niggas.
It's over.
Peace out.
See y'all.